Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 56 and verse 8. You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book. Everything seemed to be going wrong for David when he wrote this psalm. He was being attacked continually by the Philistines. They were constantly slandering and spying on him, looking for an opportunity to kill him. But amid it all, David affirmed his confidence in the Lord, knowing that with God on his side, he couldn't lose. He had a deep conviction that his all-knowing God had not only kept track of all his woes, but had stored them up. We all experience times of difficulty and tragedy. Such times are woven into the fabric of life, and there's no avoiding them. When we're in the dark valley of suffering, it's wonderful to know that God doesn't merely know we're there and accompany us, but also takes our tears and anger seriously. He doesn't try to jolly us along and urge us to sing a few uplifting songs of worship to get over it. He sits with us in our sadness and recognizes the pain that we feel. He won't ever forget what we've been through. The writer to the Hebrews speaks of how Jesus is able to understand perfectly the struggles that we face because he experienced them himself. He cried out to his heavenly Father with loud cries and tears. It's very tempting to put on a brave face when we confront difficulties, but God would encourage us to be honest and to share our frustrations and sadnesses with him with the sure knowledge that he not only understands our difficulties, but comprehends them more completely than we ever will. So let me ask you a question. In what ways do you find it helpful to know that God remembers all your times of struggle and sadness? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you take our times of struggle so seriously and understand them completely. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.